Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in at WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out. They're the best of WIP on YouTube on an everyday basis. Our podcast, beginnings of shows. Check it out there. YouTube, 94 WIP. I wanted to dive into something today as we kind of start looking forward to the final stretch of the Eagles season. Rams, Ravens, Panthers, Steelers, Commanders, Giants, Cowboys to finish this thing up. As we really look forward here to the end of the Eagles season and a season that is now giving us a ton of promise, right? It's a ton of promise. Legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. Fifth best odds right now over at FanDuel Sportsbook to win the Super Bowl. Certainly a real chance to try to upend the Lions to take the number one seed in the NFC. Yesterday, dove into Eagles, Lions. Are they in the same class? And one thing that I looked at and was part of the reason I put the Lions in a class above the Eagles right now is sack percentage for the quarterback. And when I looked at that, I kind of was struck by where Jalen Hurts ranks in sack percentage this season compared to the rest of the league. And my big takeaway after really diving in to Jalen Hurts' propensity to take sacks and then comparing him to the league right now and comparing that to past Super Bowl winners is I don't believe the Eagles can win the Super Bowl this season if Jalen Hurts continues to take sacks at the level he's taken them. Full stop right there. Like that's my feeling. Over the next, 6 weeks of this season, they got seven games to go. Over the next seven games here for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts is going to have to reduce that sack rate considerably entering the postseason for me to feel like this offense will be efficient enough and good enough to go win the Super Bowl. I want to go through what Hurts has done this year, why it's obviously an issue, and then let's look back. I went through the past 40 years of Super Bowl winners, and you have to go beyond that to find a quarterback that had a sack rate near where Jalen is approaching and ended up winning the Super Bowl. And most of the time, quarterbacks that end up hoisting the Lombardi have a sack rate far, far from where Jalen Hurts is right now. I think it's been the most silent problem on the Eagles this year that's been mitigated a little bit because the Eagles don't drop back to pass the last 4 or 5 weeks as much as other teams. So when you look at the box score or you kind of go through your memory of the game, there's not 6 or 7 or 8 sacks. But considering how few times they actually drop back, those 2 or 3 or 4 sacks are crippling because Jalen Hurts only has, 20 attempts in a game. If he's taken 4 sacks, that's, a lot, a high percentage of the times they actually try to throw the football, they're going backwards. Let's dive into it right now. So Jalen Hurts currently has a 9.62 sack percentage this season. Percentage of dropbacks that lead to sacks. That ranks 32nd in the NFL. The only current NFL starting quarterbacks with a higher sack percentage are Caleb Williams, a rookie, and Will Levis, who stinks, has won one football game and was benched for a period of time and got hurt. I'm not even sure if Will Levis will be a starting quarterback for much longer. Obviously, Caleb Williams is going to start all year for the Bears. So, two current starting quarterbacks have a sack percentage worse than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is at 9.62. To put that into context, that ranks 32nd in the NFL. The top of the NFL, Jordan Love at 3.02. Derek Carr, 3.21. Josh Allen, 3.69. Lamar at 4.46. Bo Nix, a rookie, at 4.08. Kyler Murray, 5.12. Tua, 5.42. So there's your context for the top of the NFL. Matthew Stafford, who the Eagles will see on Sunday night, 5.68. So Jalen Hurts ranks 32nd in the NFL right now with a 9.62 sack percentage. 9.62% of the time he's dropped back to pass, he has been sacked. Let's go through. I'm just going to roll through it, and then we'll kind of pull out some outliers or pull out some interesting ones. The Super Bowl winning quarterback by year, what their sack percentage was, and where they ranked in the NFL that season. And let's not forget, you go through it, Jalen right now is at 9.62 for his percentage, 32nd ranked in the NFL. So keep that in mind for context. Last year, Mahomes raised the trophy, 4.33 sack percentage, second in the NFL. And the lower the number, the better, obviously. You want to be first, second, third, fourth. 2022, when Mahomes beat the Eagles, 3.86, he was third in the NFL. In 2021, Matthew Stafford, a 4.75 sack percentage, tied for fifth in the NFL. Tom Brady, 2020, 3.33, he ranked third in the NFL. 2019, Patrick Mahomes, 3.39, that was second in the NFL. 2018, Tom Brady, 3.55, fourth in the NFL. So if we just go back through the last six Super Bowl winners, Mahomes, Mahomes, Stafford, Brady, Mahomes, Brady, they rank second, third, fifth, third, second, fourth, all top five in the NFL in terms of sack percentage. Now, here's a little bit of an outlier, but I want to give you some context. 2017, Carson Wentz ranked 14th in the NFL, a 5.98 sack percentage when he got hurt. Foles, in a very brief sample, he had a 4.72 sack percentage in the regular season. That would have been good for 10th if you extrapolate it. But here's the one. Listen to this one, because this caught my attention, because I went back and was like, I don't remember Foles getting sacked in the playoffs much at all. In the postseason, Nick Foles was sacked twice on 105 dropbacks, less than 2%. He got rid of the football. He was decisive. He did not take sacks and take negative plays. So for the season, the Eagles probably ranked somewhere in the 12 range of the season. For the playoffs, though, less than 2% in absolutely elite level. Let's go to 2016. Tom Brady, 3.36, that ranked third. 2015, Peyton Manning, who couldn't even move anymore, had a bad neck, couldn't throw, 4.61, ninth in the NFL. 2014, Tom Brady, 3.48, fourth. So in the last decade, everyone but the 2017 Eagles were top 10. And if you look at the 2017 Eagles, how Foles played in the playoffs, he was elite, elite, elite at not taking sacks, as good as anybody in the NFL that season. So there is a strong correlation. Now, here's an outlier, and there's a few outliers we go through, and that's what we got to hope Jalen Hurts is, or this sack percentage improves. Outlier, very similar to Jalen this year. Russell Wilson, 9.76 in 2013, 35th in the NFL. As far as I could find, that in the last 40 years, Russell Wilson in 2013 has the worst sack percentage of any quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That's it. It's Russell Wilson. He has the worst one in terms of ranking, where he ranked in the NFL that season, and his overall sack percentage. It's a very similar number. It's a very similar ranking to Jalen Hurts right now. Now, it's worth noting, and it's something to keep an eye on as the season goes along, that his defense and his running game were the catalyst to winning. And it was a great, great defense. Now, I really like this Eagles defense. Can they win the Super Bowl on the back of just the defense? Or do they need the offense to do a lot too? Because that's part of it. If Russell Wilson had to win a shootout, had to win shootouts along the way in the postseason, or had to go beat an all-time great offense, which his defense did, but that offense and the Broncos didn't do much that Super Bowl, the one played outdoors at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, I'm not sure they could have done. I'm going to go back to the 2013 Seahawks and see how many points the offense had to score to get to the Super Bowl. Because this year you would think the Eagles are going to have to score some points and be efficient offensively to get to the Super Bowl to beat the Detroit Lions. So in divisional round, Russell Wilson off the bye, they won 23-15. They held the Saints to 15 points. In the conference championship, they won 23-17. And they were able to beat the Niners by holding them to 17 points. In the Super Bowl, they scored 43. The Broncos scored 8. Their defense, the Seahawks defense of 2013, the outlier year, allowed 40 points total in 3 playoff games. And their passing offense topped out at 206 yards in the Super Bowl, but averaged somewhere in the mid-100s. And they were able to win because their defense was that dominant. Is this Eagles defense that dominant? I think it's really good. It's improving. I think that's a lot to ask. So, the outlier, all-time defense. Let's keep going, okay? 2012, Joe Flacco. He ranked 16th in the NFL with a 6.18 sack percentage. 2011, Eli Manning, 7th in the NFL, 4.54. 2010, Aaron Rodgers, 17th in the NFL, 6.13. 2009, Breeze, 4th in the NFL, 3.75. Big Ben, here's another outlier. 2008, Big Ben, 8.93, ranked 32nd in the NFL. A little bit better than Jalen right now, but kind of on par in terms of the league that year. And that 08 Steelers team had a special, special defense. Let's go to 2007. Eli Manning, 4.86, 13th in the NFL. 06, Peyton Manning, 2.45 sack percentage. That was good for number one best in the NFL. another outlier. Big Ben, 05, 7.80, 28th in the NFL. So, you know, a couple ticks down from Jalen right now, but still more towards the bottom of the NFL. 05 Steelers, defense, running game is how they won the whole thing. 04 Brady, 7th in the NFL with a 5.2. 03 Brady, 16th in the NFL with a 5.72. 02 Brad Johnson, 9th in the NFL, 4.45. 01 Brady, his first one, 9.03. Not that different than Jalen right now, 26th in the NFL. It's interesting to see how Brady evolved from a guy who took sacks at a high rate to taking almost no sacks by the end. Just got smarter and smarter and smarter. 01 Patriots, running game, defense, game manager. Let's go to 2000, Trent Dilfer, the greatest defense I've ever seen in the 2000 Ravens. He was 30th in the NFL with a 9.24, similar to Jalen with these two right here. All-time defense. So the five worst sack percentage quarterbacks to win the Super Bowl in this millennium: Dilfer, 01 Brady, 05 Big Ben, 08 Big Ben, 2013 Russell Wilson, all played with either special defenses, like I'm talking about the best in the NFL defenses, or a special coach. Obviously, that would be Bill Belichick. So to win it that way, to win it with a quarterback that takes sacks at the level that Jalen's taken them right now in the last 24 years, you need to have a special defense and or a special coach. That's the only formula there to do it. And to be more of a game manager, not throw the football a lot, have a great running game. So it's kind of the offense the Eagles have morphed into here. The question is, can they do it at a high enough level? And can they get through the greatest offense in the NFL right now, the Detroit Lions, to do it in the postseason? Let me quickly go back and I'll stop where I found someone worse than where Jalen is right now in terms of sack percentage, okay? Or someone that did it at a rate a little bit higher than where Jalen is right now. Let's go back. 99, Kurt Warner, 5.49, 12th in the NFL. 98, Elway, 4.81, 9th in the NFL. 97, Elway, 6.34 sack percentage, 13th in the NFL. 96, Favre, 6.86. That actually ranked 26th that year. But the percentage is far different than Jalen right now. 95, Aikman, 3.14, second in the NFL. 94, Steve Young, 6.30, 19th in the NFL. 93, Aikman, 6.22, 14th in the NFL. 92, Aikman, 5th in the NFL with 4.64. 1991, Mark Rippon. This number is remarkable. 1.64 sack percentage, good for second in the NFL. 1990, Phil Simms was 10th in the NFL when he went down with the injury. Jeff Hostetler in the playoffs had a pretty high one, 8.43, but still obviously less than where Jalen is right now in the mid-9s. 1989, Montana, 7.88 sack percentage, 22nd in the NFL. Montana, 88, 7.89, good for 18th in the NFL. Doug Williams, 87, 4.67 in the regular season, and that dropped to 2.33 in the postseason. Doug Williams' regular season was fourth best sack percentage in the NFL. Phil Simms in 86, 8.77, 21st. Jim McMahon in 85, 7.67, 17th. Montana in 84, 4.85, third best. Jim Plunkett, 1983, 9.98, 22nd. Theismann in 1982 is the only quarterback, and I stopped there in 82. And I kept going back year by year by year. The game was so different then. You know, you go back to the old days of kind of the Al Davis throw the ball deep down the field, deep drop back, seven-step drops. I thought this was kind of around the time the NFL with Bill Walsh's offense, West Coast, maybe it changed a little bit there, so I wanted to kind of stop in the early 80s. But Theismann is the only quarterback I found all the way back to 82 to win the Super Bowl with a sack percentage over 10. He was at 10.64 in 1982. So are there outliers? Yes. Is there anyone that's won the Super Bowl with a sack percentage as poor as Jalen's is right now? Yes, that would be Russell Wilson in 2013. And before that, you can go back to Jim Plunkett in 1983. This happens. But usually when it happens, you have big, big, big-time defenses, big-time running games, big-time head coach on the sideline. And if you have to win a shootout, it's hard because you're going to have so many negative plays because it's a percentage, right? It's almost 10% of dropbacks end up in sacks. So we're talking about if it's a game where Jalen Hurts has to drop back 40 times. We're talking about at least four sacks. That's the average. But on a on a tougher day, it could be 5 or 6, right? It doesn't have to just be the 4 on the percentage, but it's at least 4. Those are negative plays, and negative plays are difficult to recover from in postseason games. And you look at sacks, how they hurt drives. You know, when you get a sack, the odds of scoring on a drive drop dramatically. It's, you know, the passing game efficiency, but this is a big part of it, is something I'm going to be honing in on so much over the next, you know, 7 weeks, because the Eagles will see some fronts that could get after the quarterback a little bit in terms of, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Rams really have a front that could get after the quarterback. They had 11 different players register pressure on the way to a 50% pressure rate this past week. They have Jared Verse. They have Briss, the rookie. They have the kid they drafted last year in Kobe Turner. They could get after the quarterback. So I think these are some good tests the next week for the Eagles' offensive line and Jalen Hurts. And again, this isn't all on Jalen. I think a lot of it is. I think he creates his own pressure sometimes. But I think it's something that is critical to watch for, because as I view it right now, as we sit here today, I'm not ready to say yet this Eagles defense belongs in the same category as the 2013 Legion of Boom, or the 08 Steelers, or the 2000 Ravens, or the 01 Patriots. I'm not ready to go there yet. So we have a good defense, maybe a very good defense by this year's NFL standards. Is it a great one we'll talk about for years like those teams? Probably not. We'll see. We have a head coach that's doing a good job, but is he in the same vein as Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, you know, the defense, what they had there, you know, just in general with Marvin Lewis and that defense in terms of the Ravens, Brian Billick, you know, he might be similar to Billick in terms of Sirianni. Bill Belichick, he's probably not quite on the level of the Tomlin and Belichick and all that. Is he kind of more similar to Billick? Maybe, yeah. But again, that was an all-time defense. And the running game is probably on par with some of the great running games that have won, with Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson in Seattle, and, you know, Jamal Lewis, Priest Holmes with the Ravens, and what they did with the Patriots run games those years, and Jerome Bettis and Willie Parker, and what they did in Pittsburgh, sure. But those had very specific ways to win, and they won. Can the 2024 Eagles win that way? Perhaps. But I think the better way to get there is Jalen Hurts. The passing game needs to be more efficient, and Jalen Hurts needs to take less sacks. It probably hasn't alarmed you based on numbers, but go look at the sack percentage. It's high. It's well above where most Super Bowl winning quarterbacks are. And to win the Super Bowl this year, I believe the Eagles and Jalen need to take less sacks. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.